Chester walked in the garden. The garden had fallen still. He bade his soul rise upward and stand on her windowsill. It rose in a straight blue garment when the owls began to call. It had grown wise-tongued by thinking of a quiet and a light footfall. Of a light footfall. But the young queen would not listen. She rose in her pale nightgown. She drew in the heavy casement and pushed the latches down. He bade his heart go out to her when the owls called out no more. In a red and quivering garment, it sang to her through the door. Sha la 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 la. It had grown sweet-tongued by dreaming of a flutter of flower-like hair. But she took up her fan from the table and waved it off on the air. I have cap and bells, he pondered. I will send them to her and then I'll die. When the morning whitened, he left them where she went by, where she passed by. She laid them upon her bosom, under a cloud of her hair. And her red lips sang them a love song till stars grew out of the air. She opened her door and her window, and the heart and the soul came through. To her right hand came the red one, to her left hand came the blue. Sha la 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 la. La 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 la. They set up a noise like crickets, a chattering wise and sweet. And her hair was a folded flower, the quiet of love in her feet. And her hair was a folded flower, the quiet of love was in her feet.